This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, we're talking with James Rose, a weed management specialist with CHS, about weeds to watch in 2023 and strategies for protecting yield. James, what are some of the most troublesome weeds growers may see this year?
Yeah, Mike. So some of those troublesome weeds that we'll see this year, my territory, I cover the Mid-South region around Arkansas and Western Tennessee. Palmer amaranth is going to continue to be one of the number one weeds that we have that we deal with issues every year with. We've seen it creeping into the upper Midwest through South Dakota and that. And the Eastern Corn Belt, water hemp is still going to be an issue, and giant ragweed is becoming an issue in some of those areas as well. Then you move over to the Midwest, water hemp, kochia, and as I said earlier, Palmer amaranth in some areas.
James, is herbicide resistance still a concern?
Yes, especially with Palmer amaranth and the amaranth species there. You know, down in our area, we've had documented cases of Liberty and dicamba resistance here recently. And I think that's going to be a continuing issue, especially as we move into other weed species as well.
James, it's important to keep those herbicide applications as efficient as possible. What are your recommendations?
Recommendations I have for keeping, you know, herbicide applications as effective as possible would be using effective sites of action. If you know a plant is resistant to herbicide X, let's not use that one. Let's use something that's effective there. Those early timely applications, catching weeds when they're small, overlapping your residual herbicides, and not cutting any rates. And those times get tough with finances. People want to cut rates, but that's something you really don't need to do.
James, what other strategies should growers be using to manage weeds and protect yield?
Obviously, it's working closely with your agronomist, your cooperative agronomist, or whoever it may be, using best management practices, you know, such as start clean, stay clean, finish clean throughout the growing season. Don't let weeds get away from you later in the year and go to seed. Many cultural practices, you know, if you have an area that's tough, maybe go in there and disc it up, even though you don't want to. Go ahead and kill those weeds if you can't get it under control. As always, you know, you can use different products, water conditioners. CHS has quite a few of them, jackhammer type products that are acidifying water conditioners, those with AMS for your Liberty applications. And, you know, just using the correct adjuvant as well, whether it's NIS or Cropol, anything like that.
That's James Rose, weed management specialist with CHS. And James, thanks for joining us this week.
Yep, thank you.
And thank you for joining us Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.